This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We have our podium. Today is a Friday. We get to hang out with some of our favorite, you know, sports people on the podium. Today we talk to the president of the Limpopo Basketball Association, Mr. Kolobe Lebepe.
And he's actually helped kickstart so many careers in basketball for people who even went on to play nationally and represent South Africa. But we get to know him better today. Of course, joining us, Mr. Kolobe Lebepe, the president of Limpopo Basketball Association. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm good, and you, Joey?
Great, great, great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jones and Mpo. And, you know, a lot of people associate basketball with hip-hop. Jones was telling me this earlier on. Do you find that to be true? You know, are you a fan of hip-hop?
That's very true. But honestly, myself, I'm not that much of a fan of hip-hop. But most of our players, They love hip hop, and it gels well with the sport anyway. So that is the main reason why it gels very much well with the sport.
Okay, I mean, from what we're hearing, you're like, okay, I'm okay with hip hop. I'm not such a fan, but I'm okay with it. But then, how did you end up in basketball? Did you start as a player when there's things like both soccer and whatnot? Like, how did it happen for you?
Oh yeah, I'm actually quite an introvert. But back in 1997, I had a friend by the name of Lebo Sebeseba. So one day after school, we were at Buyetse High. By the way, I'm from Mulechi, Mabukelele.
Okay. Shout out Mulechi. Yes.
Yeah. So working from school, he said, man, let's go and play basketball. Then I asked him, what is there? Then he said, no, they are playing there in Buyetse High School. Then I went there, joined. I happened to love it. And by the way, I've never played any other sport. So that was the sport that I started with, and I enjoyed it. That's how I started my journey in basketball. That is back in 1997.
You know, for someone who gets into basketball, we see it growing. I came across it at university, seeing, you know, other students playing basketball and everything. And like, okay. And but the little that I knew at that time, I knew that basketball, big in the U.S., paying big as well in the U.S. But when you come back to the country, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be the case. You know, what's going on there?
Yes, it's big in the US, but I must tell you, it's coming to Africa, and mostly bigger in South Africa and some of the countries like Rwanda, some countries like Mozambique, Angola, and Kenya as well. But in our province, it's quite big, because if I can tell you, in our province, it is represented in all the five districts. Remember, we've got all five districts, and I can tell you at the back of my head, I can give you 10 teams per district, even more.
Oh, wow. But then in terms of, you know, if someone wants to pursue it as a career, the money, is it a big paying sport? Is the money good?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't be working if there was quite a lot of money.
I hear you.
You understand? Because at some point, like when I started from school, started as a player, but I didn't play much. I guess I was not that good as a player, but I became a very good coach, because I won championships at the young age. I think I remember the last the first championship that I won with Buyetse High, the under-15 girls, the national championship. I was doing my matric, so that's when I realized, okay, I'm good as a coach than as a player. So. But the money part of it, there's not much. It's just in South Africa, it's much of an exposure. Yes, then when you get to be one of the best players, you can be selected, go abroad, get scholarship. There's opportunities than the actual money. Opportunities for scholarship. Opportunities for, like, now at the universities, like the PUT. in Polokwane,
yeah,
the University of Limpopo, there is scholarship for, oh, for players who play basketball.
That's interesting. Do you have people, like players who get absorbed internationally? I mean, I only know of Big Chili, Chilidzi Nepawe. Apart from Big Chili, yeah, in terms of basketball, do we have any other players maybe that end up playing on international stage?
No, so far it was him and the brother as well.
Oh.
And then another player that we had was but she's back from the US now, I forgot the name. I'll tell you the name now.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually the co-owner of Limpopo Pride.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'll just remember the name now.
No problem. Yes. But do we have kids that are, you know, that are showing real interest? I mean, I know you mentioned that you have the teams, a lot of teams across the all the five districts. And a beautiful thing you are doing, you're going out of your way to educate more children, get them involved in basketball and all of that, delivering hoops and balls to some schools. Is there an interest at that, you know, lower developmental level?
There is quite an interest, because that is what we do, as we are mandated to develop and grow basketball in the province. If you can see, maybe if you've watched our Facebook page, we've been delivering basketball hoops as far as Dibeng in Amatala.
Mm.
You can imagine that place is very in the outskirts, but we managed to get players from there. If I can tell you, from Dibeng, in 2024, our under 16 in the IPTs,
mm-hmm,
we had two girls from Dibeng. The girls managed to get a bronze. That was down in Dibeng.
Oh wow! Oh wow! That's quite impressive. Yeah.
And then the other hoops that we delivered, it was on the site of Jane Fest. That was the recent one that we delivered as well. There we had one player who was in the under 18 for boys. That was back in 2023. That's where they won in Johannesburg. That's where they won a first place. So there's quite a lot of interest with regards to kids. And remember, kids, what they need is they need mentors. They need mentors to guide them through to any sport. Kids love sport.
All right.
So they just need good mentors to guide them through any sport.
All right. But President, how do parents get involved in terms of supporting their children? And given that, you know, basketball is not as popular as other sporting codes like soccer.
We do get support. I can give you just a typical example. This year, June 16, we had our June 16 tournament down in Malamulele. At Malamulele Stadium. We had all the age groups playing. I can tell you, if you have our Facebook page, you can go down to that. You will see there's a picture where we had to honor about 20 parents that were there to support their kids.
Mm.
Yeah. So the parents do get much involved. They do get much. They give their kids support. If you can come to our game, sometimes you see that there are parents who are there. They don't understand the sport, but they are there to support the kids. So that is a lot for us.
No, that's great and impressive, and would like to wish the sport growth, that they support, and of course more interest and hopefully more representation in all over the world as the sports, you know, gets more rooted in the country. Thank you so much for the amazing work that you're doing, and thank you for coming and talking to us this morning. That's the president of Limpopo Basketball Association, Ntate Kolobalebepe.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.